Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Monterino, Tuesday, December 19, 2023. This is my pre-market report. All well and good. We're going to cover that. However, how freaking ever, I want to talk about silver, gold, commodities, cryptocurrencies moving into 2024. Believe me, people, I read the comments, and a lot of you want to know where I think gold, silver, commodities, and cryptocurrencies are going to go in 24. I've covered the market at length over the past few weeks. Maybe we'll touch on that just a little bit too to put this whole thing into perspective. Let's start off with this. All right, just to set a foundation. What we can expect moving into 2024 with regard to what central banks are going to do, you already know what I'm going to say if you follow this blog. We're going to see an explosion of global debt on a scale that we've never seen before. Central banks are going to buy it all. And I don't know another way to put it here. Their goal, since their inception, has been to own it all, to be the lenders and buyers of last resort. You all know that. In my view, we are going to see an economic free fall much faster than we have already. The world economy is evaporating right before our eyes. This is a deliberate action being taken by central banks who are hell-bent on destroying the economy so they can step in here and buy it all. Very, very simple. I think we're most of us at least are on the same page with regard to that. The mechanism to pull cash into the now, as we have spoken about repeatedly, is going to become even more extreme than it is. A big part of this is going to be expanding war. There is no doubt in my mind whatsoever. If you are listening at all to the mainstream propaganda, they're building their case for you in some kind of a twisted psyop as they try to make it out, true or not, okay, this is what they always do, that right now Iran is the enemy we need to worry about. I'm not going to be surprising you shouldn't either if they start talking about nuclear weapons and yellow cake and mushroom clouds, whatever they got to do to build a case against Iran here. Iran has a big, fat, ugly target on it right now. And again, the United States and Israel are determined to pull Iran in here. And this is, of course, at the behest of central banks. A lot of this has to do, again, with the rise, if you want to call it that, of the BRICS nations here, the petrodollar. You know, it's very complicated. But to boil it down to where we're going, obviously, I would expect 2024 we're going to see direct conflict and airstrikes right on Iran by the United States. So just be ready for that. And again, the mechanism here is just to pull borrowed dollars into the now on an extreme level. Expect other things like that too. Other reasons to pull cash into the now is liquidity is drying up. It's pretty obvious. But they need to fuel the system somehow. And war is the number one way to do it. You can expect government spending across the board, around the world, especially here in the United States, to go beyond, far beyond the sun, off the Richter scale, as you and I have covered, debt to explode. And the purchases of debt by central banks, none more so than the Fed, to suppress rates even further, which, of course, as you all know, opens up a doorway to make cash flow into the stock market. The disconnect between the market, the stock market, and the economy is going to get even greater, that gap that I've told you about since time immemorial. So at least early on here, we're going to see the stock market go higher, more record highs here. And the faster the economy craters, you know this already, I've covered it. And I've wrote papers about it. I've sent it all to you in my free newsletter. The higher the stock market's going to go. We haven't begun to see the pump yet in the market, in my opinion, with regard to what central banks are going to do. So what's the setup here? Much more cash printed out of thin air, added to the global cash pool, which of course will help central banks fulfill their end game as well, to kill their own currencies, to suck the purchasing power out of it, so you can expect more inflation. Although, you can also expect the mainstream propaganda to tell you the polar opposite. Inflation is getting better, the cost of living is coming down, all of it's fake. With regard to, let's talk about gold and silver here, I think, and I believe this, we're going to see probably much higher prices with gold and silver moving forward, platinum and palladium as well. Commodities, energy, look, energy has been in a funk here with contango, wango tango, whatever they're throwing at us right now. I think the price of crude oil right now, especially in the face of what's going on, is massively, 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 massively suppressed. Notice the word here, not undervalued. I think that crude oil has nowhere business being where it is right now. That's the truth. But that doesn't mean it's not going much higher. Again, my target here was 85 at the end of the year. I missed that target. At least it looks like that so far. The rest of the market, if you go back to the videos we've done all year, we've been dead on. Okay, we're allowed to, you know, once in a while get something wrong. And again, I did not foresee wango tango, contango, and the game that OPEC is playing right now. OPEC is playing a very interesting game, and they're running a pump and dump scheme, pretty obvious to me. You know, talking about what they're going to do. And you gotta understand, OPEC, criminal organization of the highest possible order, they're going to play their games. Let them play their games, because we all know where they want crude, much higher. And they're going to get it there, especially, you know, with the target over Iran right now. They're going to make sure crude gets propped up. It's the lifeblood of the system. Energy as well across the board. So, markets higher as long as they can keep rates suppressed. And that's, I think, is going to go on as far as the eye can see. We're not going to get a market meltdown until the debt market implodes. You know that. Stop focusing on the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the S&P 500, the NASDAQ, the Russell 2000. Just focus on the debt market. That's the driver of this entire thing. That's number one. Number two, look for precious metal prices to put on significant gains in 24. No doubt about it. So buy every freaking dip that comes along, in my view. Commodities in aggregate, including crude, going higher. Again, should be higher now, but because of the games that are being played here by OPEC and Wango Tango, you know, things have gotten a little askew, all right? Cryptocurrencies, another big one that a lot of you keep asking me about. I think we should expect to see a lot of volatility. Most of you know, I pulled my profit only out of Bitcoin around 38,200. Okay, I'm still in there with my initial investment. I expect to see volatility here. After what happened yesterday with Jamie Dimon, you know, the CEO of the Wall Street super bank, JP Morgan, you know, he's been out here bad-mouthing crypto and JP Morgan calling for a drop in the price of crypto. I'd say buy the dips. Buy the dips moving forward, because in the longer run, at least in my opinion, you are certainly entitled to your own. I expect the price of cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin to go much, much, much higher. Again, look, I don't really think about this stuff too much, I'll be honest with you, especially with gold and silver. You all know that. My thesis has been watching, looking for the eventual meltdown in the debt market. And we're pretty far away from that right now. Implosion in the debt market is going to wipe out global stock markets. This is a fact. This will happen at a time of the choosing by central banks, none more so than the Fed. Okay. If we keep our eyes on risk, which is the key here, I covered yesterday how Jim Rickards made a bunch of predictions as of late. One is $15,000 gold. I covered that in the video. I covered his market calls for 30 to 50% drop next year. It's a presidential selection cycle, not an election, a selection. And I still can't believe there are some of you out here that believe in a system that's dead. Our votes don't count. We don't matter anymore. If our votes counted, we wouldn't be allowed to vote. If we didn't learn anything from the last election, I don't know what to tell you. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. You know, so with regard to that, Rickards did not mention risk in this market in his predictions for his drop of 30 to 50%. And you know, you can't look at this market at all without trying to at least quantify what risk is. And we have the best tool in the world, you and I, the best tool on this planet, the MMRI. Link in the description of this video, free to everyone who is smart enough to use it. Anyway, that's pretty much where we stand here. Okay, moving into 24, as long, please listen to these words, as long as rates stay suppressed, and I believe they're going to, for the foreseeable future, the Fed's going to buy it all. I think we're going to see the 10-year yield drop substantially from where we are. That's going to drive cash right into the stock market. Energy prices should see significant gains in 24. Gold and silver should see significant gains in 24 as well. We should see the dollar and other currencies around the world, central bank issued currencies, a crater moving into next year as well. And we should see inflation rise. Although, again, they're going to tell you quite the opposite. We're going to see GDP rise as well as we fund war and everything else. Again, that's going to be used as an illusion to tell people how strong the economy is, okay? People believe that the higher GDP is, the stronger the economy is. But GDP right now is completely dependent on government spending. And they add that to GDP, obviously, and that'll be wars and everything else they want to throw at us. Pretty much that's where we stand with this entire thing, people. The economy into next year, Rickards is making the same kind of prediction. He's saying if we fall into recession, I say we're in recession right now, and it's getting a lot worse. I mean, we haven't had one single piece of good economic news in I don't know how freaking long. It just doesn't stop. And the worse it gets, the economic news, the higher the market's going to go. It's that simple. It really is. Anyway, I hope I answered the questions that those of you out here writing to me are asking for. Okay, Greg, we understand the stock market, but what about gold? What about silver? What about commodities? What about crude oil? What about Bitcoin and crypto? There's my take on it all. Let's see if this plays out to be true. And I want to hear from you. Am I like completely out there? You don't see anything that I see? Or do you think I'm pretty much spot on with this? Again, I do want to hear from you. Love you a lot, people from the heart. I mean that. Thank you, all of you, for being here with me, for your support, for your love, for your friendship. I love all you back even more, okay? I'll see you at 4:05 p.m. Eastern Time for my live stream. I really do hope to see you there. That's it. I'm out of here.